Hi, Clyde.
Hey,
it's
happy
nice.
Friday.
It's nice to be alive.
Happy to not bleed, right?
Yes, oh my God. Oh, but firstly, before we go into that scary story that happened with the two of us, the song that we just played was Breakbot Mystery. Breakbot is a French house DJ. Looks like Jesus, but a really talented guy. Disco,
nice.
Funk.
Very
Breakbot. Nice music. Chill, yeah, Breakbot.
Nice. So today was your song. So what we've decided to do is segmentize our podcast, right? So
yes.
People know A, what to look forward to, and we just give them different segment names. So this segment name we very creatively decided is going to be called
My Song. Okay. it took 3 to 4 hours of us to brainstorm and come up with this.
So
My Song.
First segment is My Song. So we'll what we do is every week we kind of
suggest.
1 week is My Song, the other week is
My Song.
Yes, exactly.
And then the next week is
My Song.
And then after that is My
Song.
So that's how we came up with this. So it took us a lot of time to come up with this.
So that's the first segment. The second segment is going to be called, I think we're going to call, let's just call it the Roundup.
Roundup.
Yeah, which is basically just what happened.
Stuff
in the week.
That happens in the week.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's the second.
That's
segment.
A monologue. It's kind of like a monologue, but it's a long one.
Right. So that's the roundup. Third will be weird shit that Kaleidoscope thought of.
Yeah, which is actually the whole podcast. I'm just here to press record.
I just keep thinking of weird shit.
As my phone that we're recording, anyways.
Right. And then we are thinking of your segment, but you haven't thought of it.
My segment, I don't know. There's nothing that is very personal to me.
So
other
I
than,
think we should ask our listeners.
By the way, allow me to finish a sentence.
No, I'm just thinking we should ask our listeners if they have a thought for your segment, they should.
Or maybe
suggest.
I don't need a segment, Clyde. I just need to keep talking and talking, and things will
Fair.
Just come out of.
That's also good.
Yes, that's good.
So now,
yes,
in our second segment, which is the roundup.
Roundup.
Which is the week that went by.
Oh, yes.
Something very drastic happened, right?
Oh, yes. So,
should I get my side first, then your side? What? Go for it.
Okay. So, right now, we're in the very same room where I thought I was about to die. Okay.
Woo.
So, this is Clyde's cabin.
You had a near-death experience.
It's totally near-death experience. I thought I was about to die.
You
so
thought it was a near-death experience, though
it could
wasn't.
Have been.
It could have.
It could have been. Had you not been
a
there.
A possible near-death experience.
Yeah. So, beginning the story. So, what happened was, on Sunday in the evening, I got a bridge piercing.
And what is that?
A bridge piercing is basically a piercing that you get in between your eyes, like the nose, I don't know, that particular region.
Right.
Between your eyes and the nose, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the temple, that part. So, that's a very delicate part and there are nerves over there, nerves that lead to the tear gland and blah, blah, blah. But there is a nerve. So when I got the piercing done, there was a little bleeding, but that stopped.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that was Sunday. Come Tuesday evening, I was in the canteen and I was just washing my face and it starts bleeding
Cut
out of
to
nowhere.
Me.
Yeah, it starts bleeding out of nowhere. From either side, there's blood dripping out. So I try wiping it off, nothing happens. Blood's still dripping off. I'm on the 8th floor, okay? So, and Clyde sits on the 6th floor. So I'm panicking like shit because I'm like, okay. And this is like 8:15 when there's nobody in office except some guys who like to overwork and stuff like Clyde and me. So then 8:15, I come running down from the 8th floor to the 6th floor. And you were just about to leave, right?
Right.
God's
My Uber is almost here actually. So it was down and I'm about to leave. And Chris gets into my cabin and he says, Clyde, let me just lie down. I'm like, what?
And I lie down on the floor.
And yeah, you lie down on the floor and I'm like, what the hell is happening? And then I look at your face and there's blood coming out from
either side.
So I thought he got into a fight, somebody hit him, somebody didn't like his joke. So I think the outrage mob actually got
finally.
To him. Finally someone
because there was a lot of blood on
his
face.
Yeah, so bad, it looked there's
bad
blood coming out from his face. I was like, okay, I don't know what's happening, what just happened. So anyway,
and I ran to Clyde because he looks like a doctor. So I was like, he must be
wearing a white
something.
Coat every day.
Yeah, I thought he knew
said,
something
don't.
About saving people.
Right, which fortunately maybe I did.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he's lying on the ground and he's got a handkerchief, hanky, right?
You hanky, and the hanky was soaking in blood, which I've not
soaked
taken back.
Soaked in blood, so we got some more tissues and I'm trying to stop the bleeding somehow. Then I figured it's his nose bridge that is kind of
the piercing that is causing
up.
The thing, yeah.
Yeah, so now you're trying to get the piercing out.
Yeah, I'm trying
and
to
I don't
the,
know how the hell you get this piercing.
Yeah,
out.
Obviously he doesn't know, and that panicky moment, I also couldn't like function properly. So I'm trying to figure out how to remove that piercing. And if people listening know that piercings, you know, you have it's like a ball, so you kind of unscrew it and you screw it back on.
Hmm.
So in that particular moment where blood was gushing out, I could taste the blood, and somehow my eyes were shut because. Blood was everywhere.
Yeah, I told you keep your eyes shut.
Yeah. So that was the main thing that kind of kept me calm, I guess, and also in a way like composed. because I was like, shit, I'm gone. But Clyde was like, okay, just be calm, you know, just what do we need to do? So he was a calm guy, obviously, because he was not bleeding.
I was bleeding. To be honest, I think you were also very calm for
what. Because I would die and I had not done it. Yeah.
So that's good. So then.
Yeah. So then managed to get that. Yeah. Out. So somehow I told him that it's a piercing. So I said I need to remove it off, and then he's like, okay, then let's do that. So when it was not coming off, because I never knew which side to turn the ball towards, I was this close to ripping the thing off. Like, you know how in the movie Saw, where the guy has to like do something? I was that was my Saw moment. So I was like, I had to do it.
Did you see your life flashback?
No. My eyes are shut. No?
Inside your head? Was it like a Netflix movie where you just saw yourself like as a baby and then as a mother and then finally dying in this room?
No. Trust me.
No, try. Like, wait, this is, I can't die this way. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
No, but nothing. In that 10-15 seconds of kind of adjusting, trying to remove the piercing, the only thing that was running through my head was get it out. So right. At that point
in
time,
I could see it coming out a little bit and I said, listen, okay, just relax, breathe. And pull it out. It seems to be coming
out.
Yeah,
you told me to breathe, like, you know, be calm, don't just breathe heavily because the blood pressure would be missing and all.
So, and then we saw it coming out a little bit and then you
saw it, I couldn't. Yeah, I was taking your word for that.
Yeah.
Initially, I thought you were lying.
I did lie. Because
I'm like, nothing is happening. Because nothing is happening. And I did lose hope.
First, I saw nothing happening, but I was like, no, let's just kind of
keep you on that track. That actually helped.
Keep you on that track of like, I'm like done. Like, because then it would be like, okay, fine, you're just seeing that there's some progress happening.
So and it did help. Hope. Yeah. It did help. Somehow I got a grip and that ball came out and poop.
Yes. And then boom.
And then boom, removed it and then just held the wound over
hanky.
There. Hanky held the wound, but there was already blood a lot clotting. Of blood that went out, right?
Yes.
Tissues upon tissues.
Yeah.
And you had a phobia?
I did have a blood phobia a long time back, but now given this incident, I'm obviously over it.
Yes, so I did this specifically on purpose to get him out of his phobia. Now there are other phobias that are lined up for
Super.
The week.
Yeah.
Height.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, shit. Bad time.
But anyway, so all good and then healing fine now?
Yeah, all healing fine. But after that, nothing great that happened later. Mm. So then they took me out on the wheelchair from my office. Not because I was the employee of the month. because I think I lost a lot of blood. So they didn't want me to
faint
and stuff. And there's a hospital right in front of the office, which looks less like a hospital and more like a canteen.
Right.
So they took me over there, did some dressing and stuff. And things are good.
Yeah.
Things much better. Thank God that there was Clyde. Had you not been there, trust me, I don't know. I don't know what I would have done.
So good. So yeah, that's it. It was a eventful day.
Yeah, because these guys in the office don't know how to handle the situation.
Yeah.
I would have died.
That was good. So no more piercings, right?
maybe a lip ring, but nothing in this region, not in the bridge region. Right. Bridge is totally no-no. Like, cannot. I want to live. I have so many great things to do.
Yeah.
I have segments to think of.
Speaking of heights, we are now moving into the second segment of
what
our
is the
podcast,
segment,
which is weird shit that Kaleidoscope thinks about.
Which is,
I didn't think about this. Actually, I saw this. There's this thing called Free Solo. Have you heard of it?
Free Solo? Is
Free
it
Solo?
Go to the Han Solo?
No. These are guys who climb mountains without a rope. So there's this documentary of this guy and there might be many others.
Wait, so they climb without a rope in the sense?
They climb an entire mountain
without any harness or anything.
Without any harness.
Just by pure grit.
Mission Impossible.
Like monkeys. Oh yeah, he did that shit. Yeah.
That, you know that pose that...
I know. He does that.
Yeah. But
that's a bit scary. Not a bit. That's I know, but nothing as scary as bleeding from a bridge piercing.
Yeah, but this is also scary, dude.
I'll bring this somewhere near that.
This guy's climbing and you guys should... Everyone who's listening, you guys should just check out the trailer. Okay, it's called Free Solo. It's of this guy who's scaling the mountain, okay, without...
What shoes is he wearing? Crocs?
What? Forget the shoes he's wearing. What the hell is he doing? Look at this damn thing.
Even monkeys don't climb. There are goats that climb mountains.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
Look at him. Look at this. We're watching this on YouTube. And it's mad. It's just absolutely mad. This guy just climbing. Look at this. That's it. He just...
adrenaline rush.
One minor thing and that's it. He's gone. So... So why do these crazy people do this crazy shit?
Because these things, the same reason I did the bridge piercing, because it just keeps...
Yeah, so you're the bridge piercing guy.
But that's a smaller level.
Guy. Yeah, very smaller level.
Then
so why
guys,
do you do it? Like, because for me, it's like, I would not do that. I'd be like, man, that's crazy.
No, for me, this looks cool. So for me, getting a bridge
piercing... But what about the fact that it might, it's hurtful?
Worth the pain.
Yeah?
Worth the pain and the risk. Yeah.
Wow.
But as far as these adrenaline... Pumping sports, and junkies, as you say... I think that's another level of... This is... It's kind of like a drug for them. Because he knows very well he can fall and die.
It is. It's like those Russian guys who just, you know, on those skyscrapers, they just walk around.
Oh, those young kids.
He hold his girlfriend down.
Oh my God. And somebody died, right?
Yeah.
One Russian chick only, she died from the skyscraper. Yeah, which is dumb. Because, just like Steve Irwin. See, he was always playing with death when it comes to animals and stuff. Yeah, and it was bound to happen.
But I think it's these guys itself who push things, right? And they exist push the to show us. Yeah, to show us that this can be done. So when I see this, I'm like, okay, cool. Let me go on a trek to Mathiram.
Okay, so
you know what I mean? He has shown me like 300, but I can do one.
I'll do one. I'll go to Mathiram.
That's
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll go to Mathiram.
Then that's it.
Yeah, or maybe I'll see somebody climbing the mountain.
Yeah, that's what these guys teach us. They're there to kind of.
But these are like superhuman people. They are the real superhuman.
Yeah, they are the real superheroes. They are the real. He's the real Batman or whatever you want to call him.
Cool. Right, but then what does he do out of this? Does he get money for climbing?
I don't know whether he gets money.
Yeah,
because
I'm thinking
climbing.
What TED Talks, yes. Chalo, he's a professional climber, but what do you must
see,
he teaches
now
people?
He'll be getting a lot of stuff, but
must be teaching people to climb, I guess.
For sure. But I don't think that's how it starts with. I don't think it starts with okay, let me risk
free.
My life. It starts
it's
free.
Free.
It just starts with him just thinking,
let's go, man.
Yeah. Somebody inspired him,
shoots a video, becomes a YouTube thing or whatever.
Madness. I mean, it's not madness, it's also superb.
No, it is madness. Let's not call
it is a fine
something
kind
else.
Of madness.
It
is, it's a kind
it is,
of...
No, it is madness. All, like, I don't think I have...
It's both, but, right? It's both.
I wouldn't do this.
I know you wouldn't do it, but then see...
Because the weight of my hair would pull me.
For someone else, it would be... Your nose bridge is madness.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, exactly. So it's not madness. It's just wow.
No, but this is
wow.
This also, if you take
wow,
you take
but
a
that's
vote,
crazy.
If you take a vote, yeah, it's wow. Also, but if you take a vote from general people, this is a little bit of madness. Because come on, you wouldn't go on a mountain without any harness, right?
I know, but what he's doing is he's just pushing the boundaries of being human, right?
Wo bhi hai, but
it's like he's,
it's risky.
Like, wow, of course it's risky.
Doesn't he have a family?
Like, wow. Because if
I had a family, I would do this.
If these crazy guys didn't do this, then we wouldn't have the Wright brothers who put themselves up in a plane.
But the plane didn't go that up.
But they didn't know whether they're going to die. Their entire objective was to fly, right?
True.
So I'm just imagining.
Maybe assuming somebody else went in the high altitude.
Many more would have died.
A lot of people have died. Yeah, we don't take into consideration.
Yeah, it's because of them that today we have the airline industry and we can just think, oh, let me go to Singapore tomorrow.
True.
You know?
That great heights.
So those guys who were mad are actually the guys who...
Rockets, space science.
All of it. Satellites. Just think, there's a bloody satellite up in space. If there was no astronaut,
Sunita Williams passed away, right?
No. Sunita Williams is alive, I think.
Then who's the other one? Somebody else passed
someone
away.
Someone else. I can't remember her name.
But their rocket
I
went
think
off.
Sunita Williams is still alive.
But I'm saying, yeah, going into the astronauts
else.
Who kind of
Kalpana Chawla, I think.
Kalpana.
Yeah.
Ah, Kalpana Chawla. Yeah, Kalpana.
Yeah.
So she went. I mean, these guys
exactly.
Both there,
they
test
the boundaries. Yeah.
Test things and then people lose their lives in the process.
Yeah, that's some good shit.
Climbing the mountains.
Yeah.
This guy reminds me of that other French guy who climbed the building for that.
Yes, Spider-Man, right? They call him?
I think there's something like that. Black Spider-Man.
Right.
And then the movie came out.
Yeah.
Black Spider-Man.
So you like the summers? Summers are your kind of...
Yeah, I hate the summers. Clyde, I hate the summers. Summers
you hate
are like
the summers,
my worst. Right? Yeah, but hot. What do you like about the summers? It's hot. I like the winters in Mumbai.
It's not really winter, but you don't feel hot.
That temperature is good. The moment I start sweating from the back of... From my back, that's when I know it's bad.
Yeah, and has that started?
Yes, 3 days back.
So that means that's your temperature. That's
that's when I realize
you can declare summer is officially open.
Yeah, when I touch my T-shirt, I'm like, okay, fuck. Because my dreads are at the back of my back, obviously.
Yeah, so did you tweet that out saying summer has begun?
No.
I don't do all that.
I don't do all that.
Yeah.
You like summers? Mangoes and all are come, but other than that, see, those fruits you can get any time of the year, yeah. But
can't get mangoes any time of
okay,
the year.
Okay, you can't get any time of the year. But then,
summers is mango season, man. I mean, it's like,
summer's
wow.
Mango season. Yeah. And I think we need these weather patterns.
So that you appreciate something.
Yeah.
Right? It's like,
so
now
it's
we appreciate winters a little bit. Now,
summers are required.
Is going to come up.
No, the summers are required so that the water is absorbed and that leads to cloud formation. So that intense heat leads to cloud formation, which eventually...
Yeah, of course.
So all of that is part and parcel of... that's why heavy rains because of the high temperatures.
It's part of the whole...
3 months of summer, winter.
Yeah, weather.
Do we have anything else? Then again summer.
Yeah.
And then monsoons.
Yeah.
Monsoons. I hate monsoons. Sometimes I wish that there were rains only about the dams and rivers. Yeah, because why?
You know, China tries to do that, right?
They do.
They do block rains. They rain seed. They do a lot of crazy shit. Apparently, for the Olympics that was held in China, it was going to rain on the opening ceremony.
Okay.
Right? And they couldn't deal with that because so much money spent, television time, this, that, everything. So they literally did something, okay, which resulted in changing the weather in that part of China.
Wow.
I'm not making this up. This you can go check it out. Or maybe they actually did this.
Over that area.
Over that area. They actually did that. They literally did some shit which changed the weather.
Shit.
It's commendable, but that's also crazy. Because you're messing with nature. Yeah, but we always keep messing with nature.
Yeah, but this is large scale. Yeah. But still, it's only the ground.
Fire is messing with nature, right? The guy who first made fire... Right, he messed with nature. That was the first technology.
Yeah, but then that was bound to happen. Yeah, but lightning strikes, something burns, there are bushfires.
So that's nature starting a fire.
So he took a fire from there.
Right, but then he also made a fire.
Flintstones.
Yeah, but then he also made a fire. That's messing with nature, because it didn't exist in nature. You are building it.
Hmm. But that would be called messing.
Imagine someone over there say, hey, climate change, yeah, no fire.
But then that wouldn't be messing.
The first fire. And that guy's like, I just invented this. Let me just go on my life. But the first guy, now we know everything, right? The guy who founded Twitter, the guy who founded Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, such a dude.
True.
Bill Gates founded phone. Microsoft.
Phone, all of that, and all that.
But just imagine that first guy who invented fire.
Which led discovered to everything.
Not invented, discovered it.
Discovered, yeah.
Who the hell knows what his name is? And he's like, what? Guys, hello? I discovered fire. I'm saying discovered because you don't invent fire.
Yeah.
You discovered.
Discovered, yeah.
And he's like, wait, hello, me?
Yeah, you guys are not doing shit.
Yeah.
Poor fellow.
Or the guy who invented the wheel. He's also like, what the hell?
What if his name was Spark and we don't even know?
What if his name was Fire?
Fire.
Mr. Fire. Why is it called Fire? Because it was started by Mr. Fire.
Mr. Fire. And we don't know. Mr. Fire.
Mr. Fire.
He mystified everyone. Yeah.
Was the guy who invented the wheel called the wheel?
Maybe. Mr. Wheel?
What do we name this? What's your name? Wheel. Okay, we'll name this wheel.
Wheel, yeah. But Graham Bell. No, but he was on a phone. But Bell.
Yeah.
Bell. And he's like, what else do I do with my last name? I better do something which is related to phones or bells. Something that rings. I think telephone is my business. Like Usain Bolt. Like, come on, yeah. Think about it.
Usain Bolt was brilliant.
What? You're like, okay, Bolt. Okay,
what else are you going to do?
I'll run.
You have to run.
I can't sing.
Yeah, it's like those Parsis, right?
Bartliwala.
Yeah, they are. You know, their names are weird. Bum Sakarwala. Apparently, there's a name. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. There's a name called Bum Sakarwala.
So, what were these guys?
I don't know what he does because... Given that they do things that their names are named after their business, right? So Bartliwala,
fair enough.
Yeah, so there is this guy called Bumsakarwala. So Bumsakarwala is actually a Parsi name.
Bumsakar.
Yeah, actually.
Like, were they sucking grenades and all?
Parsi said this Daruwala, Motorwala, Chandiwala.
All this is fine. These are all conventional jobs. What is Bumsakarwala? Who's your friend?
I don't know, dude.
Poor fellow. Or maybe he just changed it for fun.
Yeah.
Bumsakarwala seems very not so. But yeah, Bolt. I'm just thinking Bolt as a name. Is his name actually Usain Bolt? Can you just check this since we're on this topic?
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't seem like his name was Bolt. He just changed it for the Olympics. He's like, oh, I clocked in a 9.23. Chalo, I'm Bolt from today.
Is Usain Bolt his real name? Apparently it is. Usain Saint Leo Bolt OJCD.
How? It's just like it falls in place. What is Bolt? Run, right?
His parents were Wesley Bolt and Jennifer Bolt, so he didn't just add it.
Either he had to be a runner or he had to be somebody in the electricity business.
Yeah, he had only two tries.
Let's see what his brother has. Brother is a physicist, winning Nobel Prize for electricity.
Electrician.
Electrician.
And Bolt. The other one is basically just screwing bolts.
Yeah, screwing bolts. Yeah.
Family of bolts.
Yeah, so they kind of follow their last name.
Yeah.
Boltwala. Usain Bolt.
Boltwala. If he was Parsi, he'd be called Boltwala.
How he is so famous? Right? Yeah, I think at whatever young that particular age, 27 something.
Yeah, but it's what a cool name he has, huh? Usain Saint Leo Bolt.
And he's world famous.
Is it Usain as in Hussein?
Usain. Maybe. You know, right? Yes. Can be, and he has moved the edge because.
I don't know. Just to sound cool, maybe, I don't know.
But he has Saint Leo and stuff. So, what's his actual name? 21st Jamaican retired sprinter. How old is he? What is retired? 32. People retire at 32. Yeah,
Some people bloody start work at 32.
Exactly, yeah. Some people are not even working at 32.
Yeah, and this guy's already retired.
What does he do? Go for promotional events and stuff?
I don't know. Now he's everybody, everywhere he goes, they just want him to do that sign. That's the bad part about making that. No, he does that like the sign.
The dab.
It's like the dab, but it's like the lightning, whatever, rod or whatever it is.
But nobody can break his record, I guess. It's too difficult. You need to be too tall and have too long legs for this.
Yeah, true.
9 point something.
Unless somebody else is called Cheetah.
Yeah, maybe.
We should find out if there's any surname called Cheetah.
Or somebody starts running on all fours.
Well, leopard. Leopard is also fast, right?
Cheetah is the fastest. Or ostrich.
Yeah.
But ostrich
is faster than cheetah?
In the bird, this thing.
But is it faster than cheetah or no?
Cheetah is the fastest. 100 miles.
Wow.
100 miles? Yeah. 100 kilometers. Yeah, something like that.
That's crazy, man.
Crazy shit, man.
Yeah. So what else are you looking forward to? Thanos?
I'll go watch it. Maybe I'll watch it at home. Something else. Dragon Ball Z, the Broly movie is coming out in theaters tomorrow.
Dragon Ball Z what?
The Super Broly movie. So the movie that released already.
What is Super Broly? What does that even mean?
One of the characters. So one of the characters in that movie is called Broly.
Oh.
He's like a super Saiyan or something. People who know Dragon Ball Z will understand my lingo. Mm-hmm. So apparently the movie released long time back in Japan and the States, but it's releasing today in the theaters. So it's big. I mean, this is the first time a Dragon Ball Z movie is out in the theaters. Big for me, not for other people, but yeah. I was about to go and see it, but theek hai, ghar pe hi dekh lega.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you can watch it wherever.
But yeah, other than that, Shazam is coming out. I mean, it is my scene, but you can already watch these things at home and correct. I mean, nothing. Maybe theater and stuff, but everybody is going to go and be in the theaters on that day.
That's true.
Every Tom, Dick and Harry. Why? Because Avengers is the shit, right?
Yeah.
What after true. Avengers? Die? Everybody evaporates.
Everybody evaporates.
Our time is done. We don't need this anymore. But what do you do after Avengers?
It'll be something else.
Origin X-Men, stories. X-Men, Thanos origin stories. How Thanos is small with a big head.
Of course.
Why Thanos became Thanos?
Yeah, something like that or the other.
And people will go for that as well. Hey, Thanos, oh my god, Thanos.
Like I think we were discussing last week, right? When did we suddenly all just become these great superhero fans?
And like I was saying, like, what? No, but I think it took a lot of years.
Yeah, but it's just brainwashing, right? By Marvel and DC. And
but
I think
good
90%, good brainwashing.
Good,
90%
like
of people
good movies,
don't
good actors, good scripts.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think the scripts
actually,
are very,
no.
very, yeah, but like, yeah.
Really?
You don't
no,
be,
I think.
We discussed this. I said Dark Knight was brilliant. That was a good script, which you got. You were like, what the
I,
hell?
I lost it. I
so you're the other type.
Huh. No, I think these are dumb movies.
Which, yeah.
These don't need much. I can take my mom and she'd be like, Thanos is bad.
That guy is good.
Robert Downey Jr. looks nice.
Yeah, that's it.
I should have married him. Yeah. That's, I mean, basic. You know, a good guy.
Yeah.
And easy jokes.
And that's the formula. That's the formula.
Yeah. Your Christian
Dark Knight was is complicated.
I was like, how, why am I here? Drag up late.
This superhero movie.
I just showing the movie half.
मेरे को सीधा सीधा बता अच्छा गाय कौन है बुरा गाय
हाँ शोध नहीं तो ओल्ड वाला ना देखा कपूर
कपूर पाव
पैं दोस्त मूवी
दे शुड ब्रिंग दैट बैक आई थिंक द नेक्स्ट द स्टैनली राइट
नो आई थिंक दैट पर्टिकुलर बैटमैन
हाँ दैट गाय
पास हुए लाइक यार
आई डोंट नो
Stanley also.
But what they should do is they should now the next one should be with Kaboom Papao Pow.
That'd be too funny.
Two. That'd be nice. Then it'll be like, hey, yaar, ye must yaar.
That's a full time pass, I remember.
It'll be brilliant.
Batman
and that
too,
that Kaboom and all should be said by people. Like Kaboom.
That's a very 60s thing, I guess.
Yeah, when they didn't
very.
Have SFX.
And they were trying to replicate the comic book.
Yeah, it was
very
cool.
Full
was
replication.
Nice.
Batman was very thakela. No muscles, full like slender. But look good. Looking good, Batman. But actual Batman, sorry. Very, ooh.
Michael Keaton, right? Was among the first, I think.
Oh, yes, I think. Even I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Then who else after that? Christian Bale was later. Then this fellow came now, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Fun
Batman. Times.
Batman.
Yeah.
Batman.
Cool. So I think that's about it for this week's podcast.
Is it? Oh my god.
Anything else you want to talk about? I think our stats, that's in our statistics, we were just checking our statistics on the Anchor FM podcast. It is doing pretty well.
It
so
is.
I think our maximum podcast.
Our people listening to our podcast other than you and me 4 times each to see if we have said any
apparently
shit.
Apparently, our best podcast has about 54 listens.
Which
is really good.
From
which
to our mind,
we
check if I have.
We weren't even expecting people to listen. So 50 people actually listen to this podcast.
Yeah, which is good. Actually.
I think our next, we should reach 100, right?
Ah yeah, and then 1,000.
Yeah, but that'll be good.
Stomach sounds, but yeah, great.
Yeah, cool. All right, so thanks for listening and
yes, and thanks Clyde for thanks Clyde. Sorry, Clyde, thank you for saving my life.
Yeah, then. You're welcome. Let's just not do that
in return. Definitely. In return, I'll be there for the podcast always.
Perfect. Alrighty.
Okay, have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.